Mandy and I welcome you back to The Chosen's Blended Harmony of the Gospel. We're on day number 7, part 1, Jesus Preaches in Galilee. Jesus preaches in Galilee very early in the morning while it was still dark. Jesus got up, went out, and made his way to a deserted place. And there he was praying. Simon and his companions searched for him, and when they found him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." But the crowds were searching for him. They came to him and tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said to them, "It is necessary for me to proclaim the good news about the kingdom of God to other towns also, because I was sent for this purpose." Jesus began to go all over Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people, and driving out demons. Then the news about him spread throughout Syria. So they brought to him all those who were afflicted, those suffering from various diseases and intense pains, the demon-possessed, the epileptics, and the paralytics. And he healed them. Large crowds followed him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan. Jesus heals a leper. While he was in one of the towns, a man who was there had leprosy all over him. He saw Jesus, fell on his knees, face down, and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Moved with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched him. "I am willing," he told him. "Be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. Then Jesus sternly warned him and sent him away at once, saying, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer what Moses commanded you for cleansing as a testimony to them." Yet he went out and began to proclaim it widely and to spread the news, with the result that Jesus could no longer enter a town openly. But he was out in deserted places, and they came to him from everywhere to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. Yet he often withdrew to deserted places and prayed. Jesus heals a paralytic. When he entered Capernaum again after some days, it was reported that he was home. So many people gathered together that there was no more room, not even in the doorway, and he was speaking the word to them. Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea, and also from Jerusalem. And the Lord's power to heal was in him. Just then, 4 men came, carrying on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They tried to bring him in and set him down before him. Since they could not find a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof, removed the roof above him, and digging through it, lowered him on the stretcher through the roof tiles into the middle of the crowd before Jesus. I just love that part of the story. I just always want to be that friend bringing people in, right? Seeing their faith, he said, "Friend, have courage. Son, your sins are forgiven." Then the scribes and the Pharisees began to think to themselves, "Who is this man who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Right away, Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were thinking like this within themselves and said to them, "Why are you thinking these evil things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to a paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He told the paralytic, "I tell you, get up, take your stretcher, and go home." Immediately, he got up before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. Then everyone was astounded, and they were giving glory to God, who had given such authority to men. And they were filled with awe and said, "We have seen incredible things today." I love all these stories, how he went around preaching and healing because he cared for people. And even though he told the one man, "Don't go say anything," but he was healed. He was so excited. He ran around and told everybody. And that, of course, just increased the crowds everywhere he went. And pretty soon, he was just kind of so popular that people wanted to come and see the healings that they would just come in crowds so much that he couldn't even hardly come into a town. But then the story about the 4 friends. I love that story. I just pray that you and I, we can always be like those 4 friends. There's people in your life I know that need help, physical help. Maybe they need some money or a meal or just something. There's all kinds of things we can do. And I just hope that you never look at someone's problems and think, "Well, it's too big, it's too much, I can't do anything." I mean, those 4 friends, they didn't know what was going to happen, but they're like, "You know what? We're going to do what we can do. There's 4 of us, and there's 4 points on a stretcher, and we're going to carry this man in." And they didn't give up when they got there, and the house was all full and crowded, and people wouldn't let them in. What did they do? They said, "Hey, let's go up. Let's go on the roof. Let's dig apart the tiles of the roof and drop them in that way." I mean, those are some faithful friends. So I hope today that you just Remember that story and that you go out and be a faithful friend like that, because this world, there are so many hurting people in this world that need so much love and help. And I just know that you have certain skills that God has given you, my friend, and that you can go be that faithful friend. So think about who you can help today and come back tomorrow so we can read some more of the Harmony of the Gospels. You can get your own copy of A Blended Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen simply by going to thechosengifts.com. There you can find all kinds of wonderful merchandise to help build your faith this year. Be sure to check out their devotionals and their Bible studies. Have a blessed day.